Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1649 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, and correct report of the questions asked and the answers given by the said Mrs. Dot May Barrett. This paper was taken on May 14, 1913, in the presence of Fenny Minor, Mr. Dot Bass Rosser, Mr. Dot Dorsey, the solicitor and myself as stenographer, and was written out by and signed in my presence by Mrs. Dot May Barrett. The following is Exhibit B, referred to in above. Statement of Mrs. Dot May Barrett, 225 Humphrey Street, in reference to the murder of Mary Fagan, Atlanta, April 26, 1913, in the presence of Mr. Dot Minor, Mr. Dot Rosser, Mr. Dot Dorsey, and B.S. Smith, was taken May 14, 1913, questioned by Mr. Dot Dorsey, Atlanta, Georgia, May 14, 1913. Q. What is your name, please? A. May Barrett. Q. Where do you live? A. 225 Humphrey Street, Q. Where do you work? A. National Pencil Company, Q. How long have you worked there? A. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 years. Q. You were there on Saturday, April 26th? A. Yes, sir. Q. When did you get there? A. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 11:45. Q. With whom did you come? A. By myself. Q. Did you see your daughter there? A. Yes, sir. Q. Where did you see her when you got there? A. I went up on the top floor. She was back there. A daughter was standing at the steps at the first floor. I come back. Clark, Forelady, and Corinthia Hall, and Arthur White and his wife. Q. Did you see Mr. Frank? A. No, sir. Q. How long did you remain up there? A. It was something after 12. Q. Did you hear the whistles blow? A. Yes. Q. How did you have your hair fixed? A. Just like this. Done up. Q. Did you see Arthur White? A. I don't really know, but my daughter saw him. Q. How long did you stay? A. I waited for them to saw some of the planks on the ripsaw. Q. How do you know it was 11:45? Did you look at the clock? A. No, sir. Q. How long did you stay there? A. Some few minutes. Q. 15 or 20 minutes? A. I suppose about 15 minutes or 25 minutes. Q. Did you see anybody when you come out? A. I saw my daughter, Corinthia Hall, Emma Clark, Arthur White, and his wife. Q. Did you see her? Mary Fagan. A. No, sir. Q. You saw her? A. No, sir. Q. Did you see her going away? A. No, sir. Neither coming or going. Q. You would have been coming away a little after 12? A. Yes, sir. Q. The whistles blowed for 12 before you come out? A. Yes, sir. Q. How long after 12? A. I don't know exactly. I was on the fourth floor. Q. It would have taken you a minute to walk down the steps? A. Yes, I suppose so. Q. You had come out of there 2 or 3 minutes after 12? A. Yes, sir. Q. You were out of there by what time? A. I don't know exactly. Q. You think it was sometime immediately after 12? A. Yes, sir. Q. Did you see Mr. Frank? A. No, sir. Q. Did you hear him say anything? A. No, sir. Q. You are acquainted with his general character and reputation? A. He has always been a gentleman in my presence. I could not say anything else and tell the truth. Q. Did you hear people talk about him in the factory? Never heard his name called? A. You don't know whether his reputation is good or bad? A. I could not say. Q. Did you hear what people said of him? Never heard them discuss his disposition to have to do with the girls, make love to them, etc.? A. No, sir. I never have. Q. What is it that you know about this business that you are holding back? A. Nothing at all. Q. Did you tell anybody since that you knew a good deal, but they had to pay you money to tell it? A. No, sir. I did not. No, sir. Indeed, never did.